Good morning. We continue with our study of the Olam HaYedidus, the world of friendship that Rav Volbe put together in 6 to 10 between 67 and 73, the Yom Kippur War, at which time people were so interested in being involved in understanding the role of Hashem in the world. And so Rav Volbe had given a number of talks that were very well attended to a very unconventional audience for him, namely not yeshiva people, but rather people who were searching for God at that time. And so in the talk we're in the middle of discussing, he talks about how it is that a person should come to faith. And he had pointed out that faith should be something that's instinctual within each and every one of us. Just look around and it's in front of our faces, but it's not a choice, it's a fact. And he says specifically today, that a modern man doesn't need to be embarrassed about finding God in the world. If anything, he should be embarrassed about not finding God. When modern man looks at all the technological progress of the world, he can see Hashem's creation. I mean, look, in 67, we were not that far away from having discovered atomic energy, says Rav Volbe. He says, think about the atom, right? We never understood it. We never had an ability to figure it out. We didn't have models, but the extent of what we could do with an atom was so much deeper than whatever it was that we were putting on a bunch of wire hangers with a ball of clay in the center to mimic the model of the atom and the protons and the electrons. There's so much more depth, and we never had the ability to figure it out. Now we see it, says Rav Volbe, that in of itself should bring a person to realize, wait a second, this has been here forever. We created an electron microscope, and then all of a sudden we looked through the electron microscope, and we were able to look at things at the cellular level, and we discovered a whole microcosmic world going on underneath us. It's been here the whole time. Just because we didn't have the ability to see it, doesn't mean it wasn't there. Who's been running that world? Who created that world? How did it continue to function? If a person sees it, he should come to Emunah right away. But we don't usually look, because we're blinded through our desire of realizing that if we figured out that there was a Ribono Shel Olam who ran the world, we think twice about the way we perceive, and we wouldn't be so egocentric, and it would make a difference to us. Look at the world of the animals. The animals have a certain instinct that works. This is, we have colonies of bees and ants. And to be quite honest, the bees and the ants live instinctually, but work together. When a bee finds a new flower, he tells his friends based on a simple dance. And that dance can be seen from 13 kilometers away. That's 26 miles away, right? And this can be understood through a simple... I'm sorry, I said it backwards. It's about... If it's 13 kilometers... it's a significant amount of space, away, and people can understand, the different bees understand the dance around the beehive, and this is how they're able to tell it, depending on whether they dance up and down or move up and down, which seems to suggest to the other bees that the flower is in the east or the south or the west. Or if they move side to side, down to up, they realize that they move in the opposite direction. Who can explain that? And I stop and look back and say, take a look at the instincts, that instinctually these creations, the ants and the bees, are instinctively able to work together and share together. Human beings can't. Human beings have to work at it. Take a look at our lives right now. If certain people come back and say black, the other people say white. There's certain people going one direction just because they can't work together. There's a whole government, and the greatest government outside of the land of Israel, right? And in the Malchus Shel Chesed, that is the United States. And today, they can't even work together. There's no concept of working together. If the president says that it's daytime, then the Speaker of the House will come out on purpose and say, it's most definitely night, and I'll piss it and impeach you over it. This is a crazy difference, but it comes because the person works beyond the instinctive nature. And if you look at the nature of the animals and apply it to ourselves, it would make the world a more interesting, more believable place. Birds have the ability to fly south for the winter instinctively. They're able to figure it out instinctively. A baby bird who's never seen the south, knows instinctively to fly south for the winter. So it can't just be a survival of the fittest matter, because by definition, a survival of the fittest seems to suggest that there's something there beforehand. In fact, he adds in one final point. He says, even the psychologists, the mental health professionals, they also understand that when a person has a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, that person is able to handle the nerves. A person who has a connection to God does much better in health-related situations where there's a basis of belief and a basis of connection. Certainly, Viktor Frankl understood that those who have a connection to God are able to see around the troubles of the moment. And we've proven this. I was involved in the development of a manual for Duke University that also pointed this idea out. And I credit my good friend, Dr. David Rosmarin, who's done a tremendous amount of research in this area, to point out that having the faith and having a connection to something bigger has definitely had a massive impact on people's health within the process. So God doesn't need us to work too hard to come to a belief system, and it's useful for us to become believers. But all of this comes through our own understanding. And in the end of the day, Rav Obi says, it is actually better for a person to realize that the default in our lives should be that there is God, because the default is in our hearts. That default is able to be found. A person is allowed, he has the opportunity to build his world of friendship, his Olam HaYedidus, starting with a cornerstone of Emuna. And if we do that, then things grow. If we don't, we live alone, and we're just holding on to a rock. And a person doesn't need proofs in order to be able to realize that things are good for him. He has to just open his eyes, says Rav Obi. That's our job. God sends us signals. Are we opening up our eyes to see the signals? They don't always have to come with the change of nature. Sometimes they're in the nature itself. So as we go through our days, let's just understand there are things around for us to find. And tomorrow, we'll take up the opportunity and realize what faith does for us and how we can turn it around and give back to Hashem within the process. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.